Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, on the face of it, it's a derogatory term, but in certain parts of the country, it's used a lot by both men and women. The term is cab slag, which means a woman who hangs out with her boyfriend in the cab of his tractor. It's huge on TikTok. The journalist Aoife Rooney can tell us more. Afternoon, Aoife.
Hi, how are you keeping?
Not too bad. When did you first start to notice this?
Yeah, it was just a really super niche thing that I came up on my For You page on TikTok a few weeks ago, and it really wouldn't have been in line with my typical content that I would see. And it was an Irish user that I saw, so it kind of piqued my interest, and I fell in a bit of a rabbit hole after that.
Right. Now, because do you normally look for kind of tractor related things on TikTok?
No, not at all. It was totally not in line with my usual content.
And so these videos that they put up, you know, what do you see typically in these videos?
Like, at their core, I think they are very innocent. And I think that kind of partly comes from the fact that they're kind of younger girls. But it's largely young girls, like, talking about kind of wanting to be a cab slag, or either like in a tractor and kind of filming videos of whether it be like pulling in wing mirrors if it's kind of going down a tight road, or kind of hopping out and opening and closing gates, or giving a drink to whoever's driving a tractor. Like, it's that kind of stuff you'd be seeing.
Right. Okay. And so then, is it clear why they're called cab slags? Because, just, you know, that might imply something completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the cab of it was explained to me kind of quickly when I spoke to one of the girls that had kind of made one of the videos, that like the tractor, the cab of the tractor is kind of that area where you sit. And then also that secondary seat that like the kind of that flops down is like a buddy seat. The slag of it all, I really don't know. I think it's kind of being used as a term of endearment. That's how I'm picking it up. There's nothing kind of untoward about it. But yeah, I don't know where the term came from.
Right. Okay. And it can be referred to as cab slagging as well, if you do
cab slagging. Yeah, exactly. If you are cab slagging, you're that's what you're doing for the day. Yeah, you're right. Off cab slagging.
Now, if the driver of the tractor, if they have a woman with them in the tractor, are they cab slagging as well?
No. All no, right. You can only go cab slagging with someone who's off doing, I don't know, agricultural pursuits.
Right, okay. And no, but what I mean is, like, you know, like Tommy, people see Tommy driving the tractor in the morning and he's a woman in with him, and he go, and then they see him with a different woman that afternoon in the cab of the tractor. Do people say, oh, Tommy's cab slagging there?
I think if we're probably a certain age, maybe yes. I think it would be a bit of a farming faux pas if you were seen with lots of, like, if you were young yourself, maybe seen with multiple young people. Now, one girl I spoke to said it was entirely more innocuous than that, but there are some people who think it is very much a form of courting, and that if you were seen to be driving with someone in their tractor, it would be seen that, look, they're clearly interested in each other, and it is a form of courting.
Right. Okay. And is it a stage in the courtship process, by which I mean they might go for a drink, might go for dinner, and then he might say, do you want to see me cab?
My understanding of it is that this is kind of like, I'm interested in you, let's like come along with me in the tractor for an afternoon or something. I think it's, the impression I'm getting is that it's like an early stages thing. But obviously then, there, if you're dating someone, I get the impression you also spend a lot of time in their tractor as well. So
yeah,
okay. I think it's probably a space you have to get very comfortable with if you're going out with someone who far.
No, but I just wonder, you know, would that come before meeting the parents or after meeting the parents, you know, which is given more weight? Because many young men might say, you can meet me parents anytime, I don't care about that. But getting in the cab, that's a special thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd imagine so. Yeah, maybe then it's when you get to a certain point of the kind of relationship, you're up in the tractor with them. Yeah.
Yes. Now, the women who do this, are they are they involved in agriculture as well, or is it kind of implied that, well, this is the only way I'm going to see them anyway?
I think it's so niche that it's definitely in communities where the person you're courting is definitely into farming as well. I don't think there's many people who maybe aren't in the agricultural space that would be as willing to kind of that be the date. I don't know how well that will go down. Whereas for people who kind of, that's their bread and butter, I think it's a bit more plausible.
Yeah. So there haven't been, as far as you can see, there haven't been any women driving tractors with a young fella bringing the sandwiches.
Well, No, none of that. None of that at all. Now, I've seen a lot of videos where like there'll be like two girls and they'll be friends, but not I've seen in a romantic setting. No, it's very much the boy is driving a tractor and the girl is sitting in that small little seat beside him.
Okay, so cab slagging is very heteronormative then.
Very much so, yes.
Yes, okay. Aoife, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Aoife Rooney, assistant editor of Weekend Magazine in the Indo. One texter says, this is nothing new to us outside of Dublin. During silage season, when the weather is good, the cab is the best place to hang out. It's often where the crack is when doing loops of the same field over and over again. I've no doubt about that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.